Music of the New World, the National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations present another program of Music in American Cities, a series of NBC's University of the Air. Tonight, Music in Rochester, as Dr. Howard Hanson conducts the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra in a special program of American music. Twenty years ago, Dr. Howard Hanson inaugurated the American Composers' Concerts at the Eastman School of Music of the University of Rochester in Rochester, New York. His purpose was to perform the music of contemporary American composers, especially the younger composers, who at that time had little opportunity of hearing their works played by our major symphony orchestras. Out of these composers' concerts grew the festivals of American music, which have been an annual feature of Rochester's musical life since 1931. Today, Dr. Hanson, founder and director of these concerts and festivals, can look back on an impressive record of accomplishment. During these 20 years, he and his musical associates have performed over 900 orchestral works by more than 400 different American composers. Tonight, from Kilburn Hall at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, Dr. Hanson recreates a portion of the first American Composers' Concert given on May 1, 1925, beginning with the Ukrainian Suite for String Orchestra by Quincy Porter. That was the Ukrainian Suite for String Orchestra by Quincy Porter, who today is widely recognized as one of the most important American composers of chamber music. Bernard Rogers, born in New York City 52 years ago, studied with Ernest Bloch in New York and with Frank Bridge and Nadia Boulanger in Europe. Since 1929, he has been on the faculty of the Eastman School of Music. Among his compositions is a work which has achieved an outstanding place in the repertory for solo flute. Written in 1922, it is a quiet, pensive work, but it gives full scope to the qualities and possibilities of the solo instrument. Joseph Mariano is the soloist in tonight's performance of the Soliloquy for Flute and String Orchestra by Bernard Rogers.
Thank you.
That was the soliloquy for flute and string orchestra by Bernard Rogers with Joseph Mariano as soloist. This is one of the works originally performed at the first American Composers Concert in Rochester 20 years ago. At that time, Aaron Copland was a young musician who had recently returned to this country after several years of study in Paris. His baggage included some music for a one-act ballet titled Grog, which he had begun while abroad but had not finished. The ballet has a rather gruesome story, for it tells of a necromancer who has power to make corpses dance. For the first American Composers Concert in 1925, Dr. Hansen chose an excerpt from this ballet, Cortège Macabre, which depicts the arrival in fantastic procession of the necromancer's servants entering the moonlit courtyard of his castle. At the climax, they are joined by the necromancer himself. Now, Cortège Macabre by Aaron Copland. Dr. Howard Hansen has conducted the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra in a performance of the Cortege Macabre, an early work by Aaron Copland. You are listening to a special broadcast from Kilburn Hall in Rochester, recreating a portion of the first American composer's concert held here on May 1st, 1925.
Our speaker this evening, who will be heard by tape recording, is Mr. David Diamond, noted American composer. The student orchestra of the Eastman School of Music begins this evening's program with the Overture to the Tempest by David Diamond. Diamond, one of the most important of the younger generation of American composers, was born in Rochester, New York, studied at the Eastman School of Music under Bernard Rogers, and is now a resident of New York City. His compositions have been widely performed both in the United States and in Europe. The Overture to the Tempest is a portion of the incidental music written by Mr. Diamond for the Margaret Webster production of Shakespeare's play. Dr. Howard Hansen, conducting the Eastman School of Music Orchestra, now plays the Overture to the Tempest by David Diamond.
Thank you.
Overture to the Tempest by David Diamond. It is apropos at this time to present a brief tape-recorded message by the composer whose work was just performed, Mr. Diamond.
As a member of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, and one of the composers to be represented on tonight's broadcast of American music, I am pleased to speak to you tonight. 30 or more years ago, the American composer of serious music was having a very difficult time finding outlets for the performances of his music, and an equally difficult time making a living in order to continue composing the music he believed in. It is a particularly significant fact that the two organizations presenting this series of weekly concerts of American music, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, and the Eastman School of Music under the directorship of Howard Hansen, have, for a long time now, attempted to constructively assist and ease the American composer's difficult situation, both artistically and economically. The American composer is still not performed as much and as often as his European colleagues are, nor are his remunerative rewards as ample. The American composer must live and be self-sufficient like anyone else. And you, the American public, can help him achieve his just economic position by encouraging more performances of his music in all forms. It is, after all, the creative man in society who helps most to shape the cultural patterns of his society, to keep the spiritual values constant in an epoch when there is an overemphasis on the material and the transitory. The serious American composer's contributions should not be estimated solely for its entertainment or novelty value, but for its deeper and more profound emotional and spiritual aspects. When the American public comes to demand more of its composers' music and takes greater pride in their accomplishments, ASCAP's goodwill and belief in them will have been justified, and the American composer will move into world significance, full of the confidence that his country believes in him and supports him. We will continue to create, but we need your interest and belief in us to do so under the best possible economic and artistic conditions.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard a brief address by the noted American composer, Mr. David Diamond. For the second number on this evening's program, Dr. Hansen has chosen the tone poem, Sea Drift, by the late John Alden Carpenter, one of America's most sensitive and distinguished composers. In no work has his creative sensitivity been so well exemplified as in the symphonic poem, Sea Drift, which derives both its title and its inspiration from the noble sea poems of Walt Whitman. The Eastman School Symphony, under the direction of Dr. Hansen, now plays John Alden Carpenter's Sea Drift. Thank you. Seadrift by John Alden Carpenter. We continue this evening's broadcast with the second movement of Leo Sowerby's Set of Four Ironics. One of the most gifted composers of that group of Americans born in the last decade of the 19th century, Sowerby's works exhibit a mastery of craftsmanship and individuality of style which mark him as one of the most important composers of his era. The movement which we shall play is marked fairly fast with ginger and illustrates, among other characteristics of Sowerby's style, his virtuosic orchestration. The Eastman School Symphony Orchestra under Dr. Hansen now plays for us the second movement of Leo Sowerby's Set of Four Ironics.
Thank you.
Set of Four Ironics by Leo Sowerby. You have been listening to the third in a new series of programs titled America's Composers, presented by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the Eastman School of Music and the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers. Next week's broadcast will present the Eastman School Symphonic Wind Ensemble with Frederick Fennell conducting, in a program which includes George Washington Bridge by William Schumann, Ballad by Morton Gould, and Divertimento by Vincent Persichetti. The Eastman School Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Dr. Howard Hansen. Our speaker this evening, Mr. David Diamond, noted American composer, who was presented by tape recording. This program originated in the Eastman Theater in Rochester, New York, and came to you through the facilities of station WHAM. It was produced by Sil Novelli, technical supervision, Gail Heinzman, and your announcer, Homer Bliss. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.